This is Weekend Edition on 90.7 WFAE. Good morning, I'm Duncan McFadden. With another installment of our travel series, There and Back. This summer, we're visiting places within a couple hours' drive of Charlotte. And this week, we're taking a trip to the self-proclaimed barbecue capital of the world, Lexington, North Carolina. And I just couldn't go to Lexington without the help of WFAE's own barbecue aficionado, Marshall Terry.
If you've never been to Lexington, you've surely driven by it. It's right off I-85, about 50 miles north of Charlotte. This town of just under 20,000 has its own style of barbecue.
Lexington-style barbecue is different from what you might find in other parts of the state. Here, they only use pork shoulders as opposed to the whole hog. They also add a little ketchup to the vinegar and pepper sauce popular in the East, giving it a sweeter flavor and a distinctive red color. And they put some of that sauce in the coleslaw, turning it red as well.
But sauces and slaws aside, it's the distinctive smoky flavor in that meat that draws people to old-school North Carolina barbecue. And that flavor comes from pit cooking. This is the pit at one of the most popular destinations in town, simply called Lexington Barbecue. The cooking process here starts at 6 a.m., just like it did 50 years ago when it opened.
The wood fire heats up to around 2,000 degrees. Then the coals are shoveled out and spread under racks and dozens of pork shoulders. As the meat cooks, its juices and fats drip down onto the coals, creating that smoky flavor. Then it's chopped up and served to customers. A lot of customers, says manager Rick Monk.
I serve between 6,000 and 8,000 people a week. And that's like I'm closed on Sunday. So we stay busy.
He says they keep the menu simple. You can order a tray of barbecue, slaw, and hush puppies, or a plate, which gives you more barbecue and a side item, like fries. And for dessert, it's peach cobbler with ice cream. Sometimes there's cherry, too.
Monk considers his customer base to be all of the Piedmont, Charlotte, the Triangle, and the Triad. Eugene Tatum comes once a week from Winston-Salem to pick up four orders.
That's what I get every time. That young man right there tell me. If I don't, he'll tell my wife.
Lexington Barbecue has a following outside of North Carolina, too. Founder Wayne Monk was even asked to take his food to the 1983 G7 summit in Williamsburg, Virginia. He served the first dinner of the conference to President Reagan and his guests, and Monk remembers the heads of state like it happened yesterday.
Mitterrand from France, Trudeau from Canada, Margaret Thatcher from England, and Cole from Germany. I can't remember the Italian guy's name. I had his wine glass. I can't remember his name, but I got his wine glass.
In Lexington, Monk has played host to celebrities of many varieties, including Bruce Springsteen, wrestling star Andre the Giant, football legend Johnny Unitas, and Bill Clinton.
He ate good, but he loved a peach cobbler more than anything else, but he'd had that before. He'd ate it a couple times with us.
World famous or not, customers frequently find Monk pulling up a chair at their table or chatting with them at the counter. At 77, he shows no signs of slowing down, and with six family members on staff, including his son and grandson, the Monk name is likely to be synonymous with Lexington-style barbecue for a while.